Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
name. Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to God and to this great official staff of this church, our very own Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, Deacon Ray Gwynn, our mothers and our deaconesses, and to each of you, our brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Kimberly Black and I am our presider for this morning. I just honor God for life, health, and strength, and for all that he has done for us. I hope and pray you came to worship the Lord today. I hope and pray that you came to sing unto the Lord and show forth his salvation in your home, on your job, in the car, wherever you may be. Today, I hope you came to give glory and honor, for the presence of the Lord is here, his strength and his gladness are in our place. Hallelujah. That is our call to worship on today, and we are just so excited about what the Lord has in store for us today. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we pray today will be the best day of the rest of the days of your life. Amen. We are making ready now hear our morning hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, following by our opening prayer by Deacon Ray Gwynn, our morning scripture reading from Mother Kimmins, coming from St. John chapter 7, verse 40 through 47, and then our mission statement by Brother Pharaoh Mack. I yield the call over now for our morning devotion.
Everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. thanking you for your love, grace, and mercies. We pray that you forgive us for our sins. Lord, I pray that you increase these family in love and mercy and grace. We ask that you heal those who are sick, uplift those who are down, but most of all, deliver us, my Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for our awakening this morning. This is a new day, a day that you have made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slept last night. Thank you for being so good to us, my Heavenly Father. Thank you for all your blessings, my Heavenly Father. We ask you, my Heavenly Father, to continue to bless us. Bless us in prosper in finances, material things, and love and kindness, my Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to love one another, to be good to one another, my Heavenly Father. We ask you to continue to bless us to be a church of love on the grow, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us and everything you're doing for us. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the God that you are, a loving, kindness, and merciful God. We thank you for being our God, my Heavenly Father. We just can't thank you enough for what you do for us, my Heavenly Father. We just have to love you and worship you and praise you and love you and praise you and lift you up and glorify you, my Heavenly Father, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. And we give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask you to lift up our pastor this morning. Ask you to continue to bless her and her ministry. Bless her family. Keep her in good health, my Heavenly Father. We also ask you to continue your blessings for Elder Minowell and her ministry, Elder Farmer and his ministry, Pastor Sherelle and her ministry. Give them all wisdom and courage to continue their ministry and do it the way it should be done, my Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you for being good to us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for caring. We know that you love us, my Heavenly Father. We know you love us because you give us hope when we are down. You give us hope when there is none. You give us life when life seems to be unbearable. You give us life and hope, my Heavenly Father. You give us strength when we are weak, my Heavenly Father. And we love you and praise you for being so good to us, my Heavenly Father. We just can't help but love you. We love you, my Heavenly Father. And we know you love us. Because that's the kind of God you are, my Heavenly Father. You're merciful. You're loving. You're kind. And who wouldn't want to serve a God like you? Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the sick. Bless everyone in my church family, my Heavenly Father. Lift up Mother Gloria. Touch her with your loving kindness, your healing power. Also, Mother Mays, my Heavenly Father. Mother Harris, Mother Diane, Mother Kimmons. Any others that's afflicted, my Heavenly Father, touch with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, my Heavenly Father. Lift up Brother Kimmons with his eyesight, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Also, help Brother Farrell along with his shoulder that bothers him, but he continues to do his work for the church and anyone else that he can help. He certainly has been a blessing to me, my Heavenly Father. And we ask you to continue to bless everyone in our church, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just love you. We just continue to bless you and worship you and praise you, my Heavenly Father, because you're worthy to be praised, my Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for the food we have. We thank you for the hands that plant this food, and the people that work in these fields that grow this food. We thank you for the hands that prepare this food, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything you do for us, Father God. We thank you for the invention of the vaccine that's helping us to keep this virus under control. We thank you, my Heavenly Father. And we know it's not going to work unless you are on it, my Heavenly Father. And we just ask you, my Heavenly Father, to continue to bless us and keep us well and give us our health and strength and help us to become closer to you, my Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we're going to continue to give thanks unto you and praise you and love you and pray every day that where there's lots of praying, there's a lot of answering, my Heavenly Father. And we thank you. You're worthy to be praised. We're going to praise you, my Heavenly Father, with the highest praises, the hallelujah praises, my Heavenly Father. Let everything have breath praise you, my Heavenly Father, because you're worthy to be praised. So we're just going to continue to lift you up and love you and give thanks to everything you do for us, my Heavenly Father. Everything. Because without you, we wouldn't be anything. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't wink our eyes. But by your loving kindness and your tender mercies, you bless us, my Heavenly Father. And we give thanks to you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. So we thank you, we love you, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be unto God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord this morning, church family and friends. The scripture reading this morning is coming from St. John 7, 40 through 47. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Have not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? And the officers answered, never man spake like this man. Then answered the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of his word.
Good morning. I'll be reading you the missionary, the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church mission statement. We believe that we will transform this community by developing fishers of men and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which will cause them to celebrate him, commune with the saints, and work with us to fulfill the Great Commission. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We're truly grateful to God for Deacon Gwynn with that fervent prayer, and to Mother Kimmons for our scripture reading, and for Deacon Brother Farrell Mack giving us our mission statement. And in honor of American history, we are reflecting this month on the Black history that has made America so great. And we thank God for Sister Latasha Cobbs Leonard with that version of Lift Every Voice and Sing. We're making ready now for to welcome our guest. Sister Mona is coming to give us our welcome, and then we'll have our pastoral observations. Following our pastoral observations will be our exhortation of praise and worship by Sister Kamisha Black Joyner. And then we will have our praise and worship. And then I'll be back with our word on this morning. If you have your Bible, I want you to get ready so that we can be ready together. Amen.
Looking this morning to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 12. If you have your Sunday school book, we'll be on page 247. But for those of you that have your Bible, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12. We will also be communing together during this worship experience. Want to give you time to get your communion together. Well, you say, well, Pastor Black, I don't have a cracker or a wafer or unleavened bread. I don't have grape juice. I don't have wine. But whatever you have today, you may commune with water, salt pink cracker, graham cracker, orange juice, apple juice. The Bible says as often as we do this, we show forth his death, burial, resurrection, and his ascension. And so all we're doing today is what we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. We're giving glory and honor to him today for what he did for us on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. So now we will give you that opportunity to get your communion and stuff together. We will now yield the call to Sister Mona to welcome all of our guests.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say thank you for everyone that's on this line today. I just want to praise God for giving us another day and another chance. I just want to say thank to everyone that Pastor Black and the whole church family wants to thank anyone that's on this line this morning. And if you could press 1 and we can bring you to the line and you can say hello or good morning or whatever you want to say. But we just want to thank you for joining in today with us. Is there anyone on the line that's new today? Please press 1. All right, then. Well, I just want to say thank you from the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. We will just want to say thank everyone for popping in today. Amen.
Thank you very much. This is Angela Dykes from North Augusta, South Carolina.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming, and I just want to say thank you, and we will be sending you some popcorn. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just so excited for Sister Angela Dykes joining us this morning. Woo-hoo! We are so excited. So excited that she is worshiping with us on this morning. So thank you so much for joining us. As Sister Mona said, when we have guests and visitors, we get excited. And if we were at home together right now, we would be doing a love flood for you. Amen. Yeah. But we can't do a love flood because we're socially distanced and you are at home in the Carolinas. But we will be sending you a love token for popping in to worship with us on today. So be looking forward for that. Sister Angela is a family friend of ours that we had the opportunity to spend Christmas with, and I'm just so excited that she's on the call with us this morning. I hope and pray that something, and there's many others on the call this morning, so but thank you all for worshiping with us. I hope and pray that something will be said to strengthen your love relationship with the Lord and to encourage you as you grow closer to the Lord and as you continue to represent him in all of his glory and all of his splendor. So we're really thankful to God for you joining us this morning for our worship experience. I just want to give us a few announcements so that we are aware of what's happening at home. Our women's ministry will be meeting on this Saturday, the 12th at 11, going to be on Zoom. So Sister Tanya will be making sure to get you that information for Zoom. Our men's ministry will be meeting on next Friday, the 18th. Brother Farrell will be reaching out to all of our men so that you can join us and be in store for a hallelujah good time. We will also be providing dinner to the
Willamette TPI Shelter. I'm asking for anyone that would like to make a dessert, so please reach out to me. Let me know what dessert you will be making, and I can give you further instructions on how to get that dessert to me so that I can get it to the Willamette TPI shelter. And so those are our announcements. That's all we've got going on. So I hope and pray that you join our women's ministry, our men's ministry. Don't forget Bible study every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. That is on Zoom. We have fellowship time, prayer, and we go to the Word of God. We are in 1 John chapter 4. So if you want to join us and you want to catch up, you can do so at this time. We will be at 1 John chapter 4 this Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Prayer every Tuesday and Thursday on our prayer call at 9 o'clock p.m. So I want to encourage you to join us for prayer. We have a thank you note, Q. Your special ways and generous heart make a beautiful difference. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Thank you from the Kimmins Black Jointer family to the Greater St. Stephen's Church family. Thank you so much for all of your cards, texts, phone calls, and gifts of love. We appreciate everything. Please continue to pray for us. We're praying for the Cobb family. Many of you know that Mother Kimmins' uncle went home to be with the Lord, went from rest to reward. Amen. Went from labor to reward. And we are so grateful for the life and the legacy of Deacon Joe Cobb. And so we're asking that you continue to pray for his family, his wife, his daughter, his granddaughter, and his great-grandson and great-grandchildren. Please keep our family lifted up in prayer during this time. We're so thankful. We're also praying for our very own sister, Vicki Malone, asking that you would keep her lifted up in prayer. We know that our bodies go through so much at a lot of times. You think you're well and things, and but we just want to continue to pray for those that are going through issues in their physical body. So we want to continue to pray. We thank God for Mother Mays, had a praise report of a good report from a test that she had to take the other day. Praise God, Mother Gloria is home now from the nursing home. Want to be praying for Sister Lanisha, who's scheduled to have a medical procedure done on tomorrow morning. And we're just praying that God will heal and continue to heal and continue to cover us and to keep us safe. Amen. We're just truly thanking God for all that he has done for us. Well, family, it is First Sunday, and you know every First Sunday we give out a $35 gift card to members within our congregation. And so I'm going to spin the wheel, Sister Kamisha. Once I call off the name, they're going to press 1, and we want to hear them make some noise. We want to hear you make some noise. We are excited. We've been doing this for a couple of years, and it has grown from $25 to $35. So I can't wait till we kick it up another notch. But for now, it's a $35 Safeway card that we give to a member of our church family following this. I will do our birthday, and then Sister Mona has a special announcement before we do our exhortation of praise and worship. I'm sorry, Sister Kamisha. Amen. I did. Amen. You must be present to win on the call. Brother J.V. Kimmins. Mom, we need to hear you make some noise. Yes, I just, amen. Brother J.V. Kimmins has the $35 gift card on today. Amen. So we're truly thankful to God for that. Amen. thankful to God for that. Amen. Happy birthday. It's February. It's February, and we have some birthdays to recognize on today. February the 1st, our very own Elder Virginia Kearney. Woo-hoo! Today, Pastor J.W. Matt Hennessy, February the 6th. Happy birthday. Our very own Mother Carolyn Mays on February the 16th. Hallelujah. Mother Mays will be 75. Such a blessing.
Amen.
Mother Hazel Blanton on February 21st. Amen. And our very, very own Brother Pharaoh Mack on February 25th. Woo-hoo! And celebrating on leap year. Amen. The 29th of February. It's not on your calendar, but we still recognizing the birth day of our very own Deaconess Cassandra Faye Robinson. Amen. Happy birthday to each of you as you celebrate your special birthday. Blessings upon blessings. Much love from Pastor and your GSS Church family. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We are just so grateful to all of you and thankful to God that you are here with us today to celebrate your special day. Amen. I yield this call over to Sister Mona, who has a special announcement, and then we'll have our exhortation of praise and worship.
Can anyone hear me? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear said unmute, but this is Sister Mona. I just want to make this a special announcement. Everybody knows that we have our own special Pastor Black, and we will be celebrating her 17th pastoral anniversary on April the 10th, 2022, via Zoom. The time and other details are still soon to be worked out. But as soon as we set the time, we will let you know. We're asking each member to give a love offering of $1. And if you're not a member, we want to be able to give also if you can. You will need to have it to Mother Kimmins by April the 8th, or you can mail it in or to her. We will provide more information later, but thank you. We just want to get everybody on board and let them know that we are celebrating her pastor's 17th anniversary. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. We worship and adore you, oh, God. We magnify your holy name, oh, God, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, oh, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh, God. So we come now, God, to praise and worship you, oh, God. We come to make a mighty, joyful noise unto you, oh, God. We come to make the earth tremble with our praise, oh, God, and with our worship, oh, God. We bow down before you, oh, God. And we lift up holy hands, oh God, referencing you in our environment, oh God, acknowledging you as the head of our lives, oh God. We come now, God, asking you to give us a clean heart, oh God. Give us a clean mind, oh God. Clean our hands, oh God, as we lift up our holy hands to you, oh God, as we make our mind set on you, oh God, as we make our hearts
and our souls rejoice with goodness of you, O God. We bless you, O God. We glorify you, O God. We thank you this morning, O God, for the time of fellowship, O God, that we've had at this time, O God, to bless you, O God, to magnify you, O God, to come together, O God, to lift you up, O God. We thank you, O God, for everything that you've done for us, O God, for healing our bodies, O God, providing a way out of no way, O God, for making crooked roads straight, O God. We thank you now, God. We magnify you, O God. We open up our mouths now, God, to say thank you, Jesus, to say hallelujah, O God, to give you the highest praise, O God. We glorify you, O God, how we magnify you, O God, how we come to adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. We love you, O God. Thank you, God. We just can't get enough of loving you, oh God. We can't get enough of praising you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We don't want no rocks to cry out for us, oh God. So we bless you now, God. We magnify you, oh God. We love you, oh God. We open up our mouths, oh God, to give you the highest praise, oh God. It's hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. We love you, oh God. We thank you for this time of praise and worship, oh God. We love you now, God, as we go forth, oh God. Let our worship be a beautiful sound to your ears, oh God. Let our praise be a wonderful sound to your ears, oh God. Let it be to your nostrils, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come together, oh God, to worship you, oh God, to have the activities of our limbs to worship you and adore you, oh God. We make a boast for you, oh God, and let the humble thereof be glad, oh God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, oh God, and let us exalt your name together, oh God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad, oh God. We love you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We exalt you now, God, in Jesus' name. And thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you.
Get that camera on him. Yeah.
this morning. That he touched my body with a finger of love. That's why I love him. Let me give you another reason why I love the Lord. He kept me close in my right mind. The old folks say, I got a reasonable portion of my hellish strength. I'm wondering, is anybody here? Do you love the Lord? Look back on your life when you were down. God picked you up when you were sad. Didn't God make you glad when you didn't have no money? Money to pay your bills.
Gracious Father, we just thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your spirit, your presence that we feel right now. Father God, as we come before you to receive a word from the Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will open up our minds and our hearts, our ears and our eyes, that we may receive a word from you, Father, and that we may gain a better understanding of what it is you're calling for us to do in these last and evil days. Touch us, Father God, that we may take your word and ponder it and think about it not let it go in one ear and out the other, but that we may really focus and meditate on your word. Then help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Then, God, I ask that you would take this seed, this word today, and plant it in our bellies, that it, when we open our mouth and talk about justice and injustice, this word will flow, Father God, from our bellies like rivers of living water, bringing peace, love, unity to every situation that we stand in. God, we thank you today for the hearers of your word. We thank you for the doers of your word. Now, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Our lesson today comes from 2 Samuel chapter 12. It's quite a bit of reading, so I'm not going to read it all, but definitely take out the time this week to read 2 Samuel 12, 1 through 15. Justice means many things to many people. For African Americans, justice often brings thoughts of historical injustice inflicted on us. To others, justice means punishing the guilty. But what does justice mean as defined by the Bible? Shouldn't Christians speak with absolute clarity concerning justice? In short, how is justice connected to godliness? In our lesson on today, we see how we, the believers, are called to respond when we witness injustice. In our passage of scripture today, we are talking about one of my favorite people in the Bible, King David. Many of you know the story, the life, the legacy of King David. You know that he was in that royal priesthood line of the heritage of Jesus Christ. Jesus was born in the lineage of King David. We know that David was a young shepherd boy and the youngest in his father's house. His father's name was Jesse, and Jesse had a lot of sons. And when the king Saul went to look for the next king of Israel, he went to Jesse's house, and he picked out the most scrawniest, funniest looking boy in the whole family, the sheep herder, the watcher over the sheep, David. And he anointed David king. And later on, we will read that David became the king after God's own heart. And when you read through the book of Psalms, David is the author of some of those Psalms. My favorite is Psalm 51, where he helps us restore our right relationship with God. But in our lesson today, 2 Samuel, the author brings another character to this unfolding drama. I tell you all the time that if you like Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, Law and Order, what's another one? Criminal Minds, if you like Ghost and Power, if you like drama, you should read the Bible, because the Bible is full of drama. Here we're getting introduced to King David. We're getting introduced to Bathsheba. Many of you know the story of David and Bathsheba. But we are picking up today. We are picking up today. David is one of the Bible's greatest heroes, in part because his story covers a wide range of human experience. He was born the youngest of 8 sons. We're also going to get to know Nathan. Nathan was a faithful prophet and a trusted advisor. Unlike others who hover close to the seat of power, he maintained his faithfulness to God first and the king next. While many people feared losing their place
if they do not enable a misguided leader, Nathan showed that it is important to trust and obey God. Nathan utilizes his creativity to instruct and correct David. Regain respect as a man of God. Nathan was aware of many of David's sins, but he intervened before David made the mistake of thinking he was invincible. Here we find in this passage of scripture a very loving story where David is enduring consequences for his sin. The drama that follows demonstrates for us God's attributes. Now, we've talked last week about some of God's attributes, and as we're looking at justice and we're looking at our responsibility as believers in the body of Christ to this society, we are also to have the same attributes of God. And so in this lesson today, we find that God is a righteous God. He is a just God. He is a merciful and gracious God. So, Pastor Black, what are you saying? I'm saying to us today, we are to be righteous. We are to be just. We are to be merciful and gracious. Let me read a little bit. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. It says, "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and said, and he came unto him. And he said unto him, there were two men in a city, the one rich, the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and said unto him as a daughter." Verse 4 says, "And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to him of his own flock and his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was upon him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that had come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, as he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing and because he had no pity." Verse 7 says, "And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And it hath been done too little. I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things." This story picks up after David had Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, killed. Mm-hmm. We all know the story. David saw Bathsheba bathing, minding her own business on the rooftop. David lusted after her, and he sent for her, and when he brought her into his palace, he lay with her. And in the midst of laying with her, she conceived a child. Now, he sends her back home. She comes back and she said, "Hey, look at here. I'm pregnant and I got a husband, and my husband has been off to war. What you gonna do about this, king? You gotta fix this." So David, sends for Uriah. He says he's been in battle. He's got a wife. He needs to come home and enjoy his wife. He needs to come home and see about his household. Uriah was a faithful man. He was faithful to the military. And even though he came home, he knew his soldiers were not enjoying family and friends and good food and the comfort of their wives. So the Bible tells us that Uriah slept outside of the house on the porch. David was in a pickle, y'all, because his plan did not go the way he had anticipated. So he sends a messenger with a note telling the commander, put Uriah on the front line. Uriah gets on the front line, and they go to battle. While he is there defending the nation, he is killed. King David then takes Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, into the house as his very own wife. The story goes on to tell us that this child that Bathsheba was pregnant with, she gives birth, and the child dies. During this time that the child is sick, David is in mourning. He is praying. He is fast. He is laying before God, begging God to restore health to the child. The child dies. David gets up and goes on about his business. And this is where we find Nathan being brought to the scene. Nathan comes as a prophet of God. And he begins to speak. He rebukes the king. Let me pause to tell us that a rebuke is a set in order. The word rebuke means to set in order. Just because someone rebukes you don't mean that they're trying to tell you off. Don't mean they're trying to hurt you. They're just trying to help you get back in the right relationship, whether it's with God or with family. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me pause and tell us this. When we are rebuking one another, the Bible encourages us to let our speech be what? Seasoned with grace. And then be mindful that even though you're the one rebuking today, next week you might be the one who needs to be rebuked. So when we go forth to help our brothers and sisters out, let's remember to do it in love. Let's redo it with mercy and grace. Chapter 11 reveals that David started little by little until he was overtaken by sin and injustice. Like most people in high places who think they can do anything and go free, especially against the poor and the less privileged, David thought he could do anything without challenge. We may hide our sins from humans and shield ourselves in injustice, but not from God. He sees everything. He knows everything. Nothing can be hidden from God. David is familiar with this. He knows that God sees all and knows all. But David allowed his self-indulgence and his sinful pleasure to cloud his judgment. God sends Nathan to David to challenge him with his sin. Today, I want to know, who is your Nathan? Who helped correct you with your wrong thinking? Who helped you when you have fallen short of the glory of God? All right? Maybe you don't have one. But who are you a Nathan to? Now, let me go back. If you don't have a Nathan in your life, you need to get one. Because the Nathan just won't let you do wrong all the time. Amen? Nathan is the one that's going to help you get your act together, help you live according to the word of God, help you do what's right, help you to see where you have fallen short. Everybody needs a Nathan in their life. Everybody needs a Nathan in their life. Nathan here goes before the king with a simple story to help him to realize of his guilt, of his wrong. Y'all know David had a bunch of wives. He did not need Bathsheba, but he allowed the lust of his heart and the lust of his eyes to cloud his judgment. Are we going to speak up when we see family doing wrong? Are we going to speak up when we see our coworkers doing wrong? Are we going to let them continue to live in sin? Are we going to let them continue to do what they want to do? I thank God that the woman stood there when George Floyd was being murdered, with her phone recording. I thank God for the people that were standing there saying, get off of him. Stop it. Look what you're doing. You're killing him. I thank God for them making their voice heard. They were trying to be a Nathan to the police officer and all the police department. We see that they were found guilty. He was found guilty of his crime, of his sin. He got to pay the price. When we sin and fall short of the glory of God, we too must pay the price. I'd rather receive a rebuke here on earth than to allow the Lord to rebuke me. We know he's going to rebuke us. He's going to set us in order because he loves us. Our friends like us too much. They don't want us to stop being their friends, so they ain't going to tell us the truth. They ain't going to help us out. Let me wrap this up so that we can get ready to do our communion. After Nathan confronted David with his sin and his consequences, David confessed, I have sinned against the Lord. Unlike Saul, who tried to give excuses for his disregard for the law of the Lord, David did not try to justify his sin or blame anyone else. He readily admits his sin and confesses right away, acknowledging that it is the Lord that he has sinned against. Again, we find that prayer in Psalm 51. After David confessed, Nathan can tell him of God's forgiveness. David's sin is not only forgiven, but the Lord gracefully releases him from the customary death penalty for adultery and murder. The penalty which David himself pronounced on the rich man in verse 5, David experienced the joy of knowing his sins had been forgiven. God shows here how he is gracious and shows mercy to those who generally repent of their sins. The word repent means to turn away from. Don't go back to it. Don't do it again. We say we sorry, but we go back to it. Repentance comes from the heart. It's a true turnaround. Although David is totally forgiven, he still has to bear the son that David and Bathsheba had died. Here we encounter the essence of God's nature and his attributes. He is gracious and merciful, yet he is still a righteous and just God. He executes justice and equity to all people. David acknowledges his sin is committed against the Lord. By this action, David has given God's enemy an occasion to blaspheme the Lord's name. Some have suggested that he, the child, lived. God's name would have been dishonored among Israel's pagan enemies. Even though David did not die for his sin, the child born to Bathsheba and David sin encounters does die. As we wrestle with this difficult event, we must remember two facts about God's involvement in David's life. First, the Lord spared David's life because of his covenant promise to establish David's kingdom from his offspring. Secondly, the death of the child was not a judgment on the child being born out of wedlock, but a judgment against David for his sin. Every sin has its consequences. While God forgave David's sin, he did not negate its consequences. Family, friends, as we continue in our life's journey, may we follow David's example and humble ourselves before God and turn from our sins to experience the love, the compassion, the grace, and the mercy of a righteous and just God. As we go throughout this week, may we seek God's forgiveness, and may we look to restore justice, not only for ourselves, but for each other. Let us pray. Gracious Father, I thank you for this lesson today, and I thank you for your word. I pray, God, that you would strengthen us as we try to live a life like Nathan. Bring Nathans to our lives, and then let us do as David did, and then let us be Nathans to other people, and then in return may they do what David did. Praise you. We give you glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I yield this call over to Elder Kathy Manyweather.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we praise the Lord this morning that as we continue on in worship and praise, we have not broken worship. We are still worshiping the Lord. And as we worship the Lord, as we come before him now to take communion this first Sunday, we praise God for this opportunity. And in humbling ourselves, the word of God reminds us, before we take this cup, it says, but let a man examine himself and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And we pray today, Father God, as we prepare to remember Jesus Christ and all he has done for us, oh God, that we will take this moment to examine our own lives and examine ourselves, Lord God, from the inside. May, Lord God, you help us to see anything, Lord God, even in this very moment, anything that may not be pleasing to you, may not be pleasing in your sight, because, Lord God, we don't want to do anything unworthily and bring damnation on ourselves. Father, we praise you today for all you have done, and we bless you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen. The word of God says, for I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, that same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Shall we eat? Thank you. To the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Shall we drink? Hallelujah. Amen. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he comes." God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and may you have a blessed day in the Lord. I yield the call back to you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
"Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. It is our benediction. What I say unto one, I say unto all. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're at from another. In Jesus' name. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. And we'll be back tonight at 8 p.m., this same number, for the Light of Portland broadcast. Have a blessed and glorious day.